Now, on days like today, I kind of feel that I identify a lot with Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha. Moshe is on his way out. He's leaving, or more properly, Bnei Yisrael are leaving to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe's not going to see them again. And the challenge that Moshe is struggling with is, what can I do to be helpful for the Jewish people who I've been with ever since I took them out of Egypt 40 years ago? What can I possibly say to them that will stay with them? What can I possibly do, remind them, that will help them when times get rough in the future? How can I possibly be of service even if I'm no longer with them? And the truth is, I think that one of the things that we all here in Yeshiva are thinking about today is not just Yom Kippur, which will be upon us very, very soon, but we're also having a temporary farewell, because after Yom Kippur, I certainly after today, or this morning, won't see many of you for the next few weeks. And the question is, what strategy did Moshe Rabbeinu choose to employ? What type of educational activity, what could he have said that would be impactful on the Jewish people? And the answer is very simple. The name of the parsha, Zot HaBracha. He gave everyone a bracha, a blessing. I know what a bracha is. What does that mean? Imagine, I take an apple. And what do? I make a bracha. What have I done? I've said, literally, what is it? 6-7 words. I've said a very short sentence, but yet the meaning, the effect of the bracha is tremendous. I take an act, a completely mundane, animalistic act, and by invoking God's name, by invoking Shem U'Malchut, I've taken this act and turned it into a form of Avodat Hashem. I've created holiness out of an act that a dog and a cat and any other animal does. But by invoking the bracha, I've transformed it into something of spirituality, and I've created a God awareness around my day, because I eat probably quite often during the day, simply through a small bracha, a couple words that I repeat a couple times a day. And the truth is that when Moshe, what did he do? He said to each and every tribe, you know what I'm going to give you? A bracha. What do I mean a bracha? I'm not making ha'etz on you, but I'm going to give you, for some shvatim, 6 words. I'm going to give you a bracha to each and every tribe. And you know what I want you to do? I want you to know that bracha. Memorize the bracha. And keep that bracha with you. And every time you have doubts, every time times are rough, next year, in 10 years, in a week, whatever it might be, remember the bracha that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, gave you. And that will help you remember Moshe, Har Sinai, Yitziat Mitzrayim, Ananea Kavod. Remember the bracha that I gave you, and the bracha will stick with you. I'm not Moshe, and my business is certainly not giving brachot. But what I'd like to suggest is as follows. We've all been here in yeshiva for the past couple weeks, and my hope is that the yeshiva has had some impact, some growth experience, has changed you, has made you consider the world and life in a slightly different way, even at this beginning stage. I'd like everyone to look around at the moment, just at your makom, and think of one thing that to you represents your yeshiva experience. It could be anything. It could be an article of clothing. It could be an act that you do during davening. It could be tefillin, tzitzit, kippah. It could be a pen that you use to take notes. It could be a sitter that you use every day. It could be a sefer that you're going to carry with you. And I want you to take it with you every single day that you're on Sukkot vacation. And I want every time you look at it, every time you use it, every time you think about it, every time you hold it, to think about what that means in terms of, this is the way I'm carrying around my yeshiva with me. I'll tell you from experience, for some of you who daven next to me, you know that in my wallet I keep a small siddur. This siddur I've been using for the past 8 years. And after I left Eretz Tzvi 8 years ago, the siddur is a siddur I don't think we give out anymore, but it has an Eretz Tzvi logo on it. And every time when I was at Penn, especially in the beginning, I daven with the siddur every day in Minchan Maariv. Because what it meant to me was, even though I'm not here in Israel, and even though I'm not surrounded in the kedusha of a Beit Midrash and a yeshiva, I'm going to take the yeshiva with me. Rabbi Lichtenstein always spoke about that when he went to Harvard to do his doctorate, he always made sure to do Mayim Achronim. It wasn't his minhag to do Mayim Achronim. But when he went away from yeshiva, you take something with you to remind you who you are, where you came from, and to anchor you every day that you are a ben yeshiva, and that the yeshiva has had an impact on you, and you will continue that even when you're no longer in yeshiva. And if we do this, hopefully, even if we take the students out of the yeshiva, we will never take the yeshiva out of you.